I started doing these little acoustic recordings during, well, I hate to say the C word these days, but during COVID, mostly because I didn't have anything else to do other than I had become a stay-at-home dad. So in the wee hours of the morning, or if I had an hour to myself, I was downstairs tinkering in my home studio. And I was in touch with my longtime co-writer and producer, Jeff Copeland, in Nashville. And he said, maybe it's time to do an acoustic record. So we talked about it, and Campfire Troubadour became sort of an outlet for me to find homes for songs that I wouldn't normally cut on a regular full production Tim Hicks record. Campfire One, we were lucky enough to receive a Juno nomination for, which was really exciting at the time. And my team came to me and said, how many songs you got? Could we do another volume of those? To which I replied, yeah, I've always got tons of songs. So back into the studio we went, into my place, and I just sent my track to my buddy down in Nashville, and away we went. If you came to my house and Chris and I were there in the backyard and we lit a fire and pulled the guitars out, this is kind of how it would go. So it's super informal, lots of storytelling, where the ideas for the songs came from or how they got cut. I mix in some of my favorite covers to play. It's just kind of a unique way to present our show, because typically we travel with 12 of us, right? Six guys on stage and six crews, so it's a big, loud production. And so this is the scaled backyard campfire version of that, which is a lot of fun. I was 18 years playing in bars full-time before I ever had a record deal. So even on the worst days on the road, and I have the same band, by the way, the core of the band, there's six of us now on stage, but at the time it was a four-piece band, two guitars, bass, and drums. Our bass player unfortunately just passed, but the four of us were the original lineup, and we had some house gigs, and one of them was in downtown Toronto. And, you know, when you do covers in bars, there's no such thing as a green room. So we used to hang in the alley. That was our green room. And on the worst days on the road now, we'll look at one another and someone will say, this is still better than the alley. Which is like, you know, like, hey, we got to be thankful for what we have and how far we have come, because literally went from playing covers in pubs to playing arenas together. And that has been probably the single greatest thing about this whole ride, is just being able to share it with the same guys that were in the trenches with me for all those years.